You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on
good afternoon,
WMIE.
And good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes, this beautiful Friday morning, we're continuing the teaching, the evidence of a fruitful life. And we want to go back to two scriptures that we were really sharing a lot a couple months ago pertaining to the Spirit of God to bring these into remembrance. So the first one is in Job chapter 33, verse 4, and the second is Job chapter 32, verse 8, which says, "The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life." And the second one, "But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding." So those are two important key scriptures, Job 33, 4, "The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life." And Job 32, 8, "But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding." So through the breath of God, we have access to life and understanding.
Oh, and those are tremendous scriptures in the book of Job. Just those two. Just those two. Mm-hmm. And every time I read them or somebody read them, like you, Dan, read them, my spirit man just ignite. Mm-hmm. But there is a spirit in man. That Job chapter 32 and verse 8. But there is a aren't you glad that there is a spirit in you? Mm-hmm. But there is a spirit in man. And the breath of the Almighty gives him, that man, understanding. So God connects. And Emily, you says that early this week, that spirit in man has to connect with God. 100%. That spirit that is in man has to connect with God. And over in 33, and verse 4, the Spirit of God has made that spirit. Mm-hmm. Job says, "The Spirit of God made me. The breath of the Almighty gives life." That's it. So when, and Genesis, you know, if you read the whole thing about Genesis and the formation of man, that God made man from the dust of the earth, that means he make my body from material that was there. The material was here already. The dust of the earth. He made my body from that. Because we know, according to scripture, I love this word. I love it. According to scripture, Acts, right? In Acts, is the book of Acts? Where it talks about by faith? Yes. Mm-hmm. It says here, it says in Acts, is it Acts or what? It just slipped my mind. But it says that by this we know that the world was framed by the what? The Word of God. Mm-hmm. By this we know that the Word was framed by the Word of God.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3.
Hebrews 11, verse 3.
By faith. yes. we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. And so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
Good. So if you hold that and go back to my statement that I'm saying that God made man now from the visible. The visible, the flesh, was made from things that was made. Okay? He first made a whole world, and I've heard here. And after he made that flesh, he did something. The spirit. He put the spirit, which is from him. That's him, God. And breathed life into the flesh. So that's why the flesh profits nothing. Don't we know that? That's why the flesh profits nothing. It's the spirit that gives life. It's the spirit where knowledge is in contained. And then we teach, and you teach too, and I teach it, the wisdom from where?
Above.
Okay. That's the wisdom. And it says there's a wisdom from the earth. And it's a messed up wisdom.
Yeah.
He says the one from the earth is messed up. Yes.
Sure.
Yes. So don't go about that wisdom. It's all messed up. Get the wisdom from above. That's the one. That's the one that comes from God. And we can see one right now is AI.
Yeah.
AI. That wisdom that comes from AI messed up. I can tell you that. The Bible is so clear at this as we read that. Everybody talking about AI, man, super knowledge, super intelligence. Man, it's all messed up. All right, go ahead.
Where it talks about the two wisdoms, yeah. It's in James chapter 3, starting at verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you?
Yeah.
Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic.
Demonic.
Where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. So that's the fruit of earthly wisdom. That's the fruit of sensual wisdom from the earth. But then it goes in and it gives now the contrast of the wisdom from above. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So there's a wisdom from above. And a main component of that is if it's peaceable.
Yes.
If it brings forth peace. And then one of the main fruits of earthly wisdom is conflict.
Conflict. We didn't use that. It produces conflict. And that's why Emily was talking about earlier this week where the fruit of the spirit is peace, is joy, is love. Those are the you got to exhibit those. And that only comes from where? Above.
And the right way to know if it's from God is if it brings peace and not turmoil.
That's great teaching there, Dan. That was just great. That was great there this morning.
Yeah.
As we look at the different, of the wisdom that comes from the breath of God.
So basically, don't let the things in this life get to you.
Yeah.
Basically, the things of God are what we should be focusing on. And every time the things of this earth come against us, just go to his word. And like Diana was teaching before, when you get those intrusive thoughts, combat them with the word of God. Because whatever you need, it's in there. I promise you.
Paul taught, he said, do not be deceived as the serpent deceived Eve in the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. So we must know what it means to be born again. The simple concept, we are believing Jesus Christ. We are receiving him as our Lord and Savior. We are being born again with spiritual significance. Not a physical act in the earth, but a spiritual significance where we're coming in, we're being adopted in to the family of God. And think about adoption in the earth. If you adopt a child, that child now has access to everything that a biological child will have. We're not God's foster children. It's not a temporary arrangement. Jesus said that we're not going to be left as orphans, that God will come to us. So we are adopted into the family of God. We are adopted in, which means that we have rights. We are heirs to the kingdom of God, and we must operate in such, bringing forth that fruit in the earth.
Yes, and once we go back, you know, and can, as we running out of time here this morning, look at John chapter 15. Look at John chapter 15. As we end this week teaching, manifest the fruit. Manifest the fruit because you are blessed. And like you have given a point this week, Diane, by saying the fruit protects the seed. The seed is the word. And in every fruit, there's seed. Manifest, multiply. In that fruit, there's many seed, Lord. And you need to just multiply it, have more. But look up in John chapter 15 and verse 1.
I am the true vine.
Come on.
And my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit.
So it goes right to what he talked about in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. You're right there, you see. Every branch that is producing fruit, right? He prunes that it multiply. It bear what?
More fruit.
More fruit. God is in the business of more. Multiplication. God is in the business of multiplication. He's not in the business of subtraction. He's not in the business of being dominant or being static. God is all about population, population, populate heaven, not shrink heaven. So we need to go out and get more and more people into the kingdom of God, be born again. That's why he wants us to bear righteous fruit. We're talking about here righteous fruit. Because once we start to produce righteous fruit, we're okay.
Down in verse 16 of John chapter 15, Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. That wherever you ask the Father, in my name, he may give you. I want to encourage you to read that verse over and over. You did not choose me, but I chose you. So God, Jesus said, I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. And a lot of time we're waiting for him to bear fruit without us going. So I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
The devil keep calling, calling me back. Oh Lord, I'm crying, I need your help. Keep me from trouble, keep me from hell. Lord, keep me walking, walking, walking. Lord, keep me. This road is narrow, the way is steep. I try to follow, but I can barely see. Left, right, Lord, I try to walk this walk too far.